often you're faced with a situation where you're in a case where you're at a family party or at a wedding or a simcha, and someone who's not Shomer Torah mitzvahs, say he's Reform or he's a Reform rabbi who's saying a bracha, or he's getting a bracha under a chuppah, or he's making a bracha. We honor him with something at the wedding or at the table. Are you allowed to say amen after that bracha or not? Very basic question, but it comes up all the time. Someone who's not Shomer Torah mitzvahs, can you say amen after their bracha or not? So the Gemara in Mishnah and Brachas, rather, says that you answer amen after all the brachas. Any Yisrael that makes a bracha, you answer amen, with some limited exceptions. And the Gemara goes on, and the Rishonim go on to explain what some of those are exceptions, what those exceptions are. And Shulchan Aruch brings it down in Reish Tezvav. Shulchan Aruch says, Hashomea echad mi Yisrael mevarich achas mikol brachos. So if you're any Jew, make a bracha. Afal pi shlo shama kula. Even if you didn't hear the whole bracha. So you don't necessarily know who he's making the bracha to. We don't know all the nuances if he did the proper bracha or not. But if you hear if he's a kosher or a Jew, you know, then afal pi she'en chayev bosa bracha. Even if he's not even chayev in that bracha, you're not chayev in the bracha. Chayev lanos achrav amin. You have to answer amen after that bracha. Regular Jew makes a bracha, very, very good. Pretty easy halacha. Every little kid knows that. Says the Shulchan Aruch, avo, im haya hamavarech apikaris. A strong word. If the one who makes the bracha is an apikaris, o kusi, right, or one of the kusim, o tinok, or a child who's under the age of chinuch, Ohaya gadol v'shina mimatpeh habrachos, or he's someone who's a regular gadol b'Yisrael, but he said a different type of bracha. I don't know, he messed up the words, or he said something else. Ein onin achrav amin. You don't answer, I don't know if you can answer after him amin, or you don't have to answer amin. Sounds like you can't answer after him amin. Yeah, pretty basic Shulchan Aruch, which says you don't answer after an apikaris amin. Now the question is that, well, right, we have to define what an apikaris is. That's going to be step two. First step one, I think, is, well, is this even if you hear the whole bracha from the apikaris or not? Meaning, the beginning of Shulchan Aruch started off and saying, well, a regular Jew, even if you only hear half the bracha, you still have to answer amen. But an apikaris, you can't say amen after his bracha. Is that even if he says the whole bracha? In other words, if I have an apikaris in front of me, I know he's not botching it because he's standing right in front of me and he says the bracha. I hear him say every single word of the bracha. Can I answer amen after that bracha or not? What would you say from the Shulchan Aruch?
No.
Anyone want to say yes?
Maybe.
Maybe. So Shulchan Aruch says, don't worry, whichever way you say, you'll be right or wrong. Shulchan Aruch says, either way, 50%. So the Mishnah Berurah starts off and says exactly like what you said. Midekoyo apikaris v'kusei v'hadei tinok v'gadol shashina. Since we bunch them all together, a child, a kusi, an apikaris, someone who's an elder, a regular kosher person who messes up the bracha, in all these situations, we said, you're not going to answer amen. So a tinok, what does it make a difference if you hear of a whole bracha or half the bracha? The fact that he's not really chayiv in that bracha at all means you're not supposed to say amen. So it sounds like even if you hear the full bracha from these individuals, you still can't answer amen. Mashma, says the Mishnah Berurah, techad dinesu, all these things. And just like by a child, even if you hear the whole bracha, lo yana amen, v'abrachi l'batala, kein hu hadin be'elu. Meaning, even by an apikaris, if you hear the whole entire bracha, the reason you don't answer amen. And why? Because says the Mishnah Berurah, ein kavanaso l'shamayim, elu la'avodas giluim. Because the apikaris' intent is for avodas giluim, whatever that is. Some type of avodah zarah. And therefore, since the apikaris is making a bracha for avodah zarah, you can't answer amen after him, even if you hear the whole bracha. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and says, well, one second. V'hagra b'beiro, the Vilna Gaon says, t'be'elu ha'shnayim, in other words, referring to an apikaris and a kusi, im shama kol ha'bracha mipiv, if you hear the whole entire bracha from his mouth, ona achrav amen. Then you can answer amen. So you have a huge machlokas in the Mishnah Berurah right here. If you can answer Amen. After you hear, you go to a wedding and they honor, you know, Rabbi Judy something, right? You give us a female rabbi, gets up there and she says a bracha. Are you allowed to answer amen after her bracha? Yes or no? According to this, according to Mishnah Berurah, no. Because you heard the whole, even though you heard the whole bracha, no. According to the Vilna Gaon brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, yes. Because since you heard the whole bracha, you know she's not saying it to any other, you know, she's not saying it to Yashka. She's not saying it to a different god. She's saying the whole bracha. According to that, you'd be allowed to say amen after a bracha. So how do we paskin? So that's point number one, you have to file away. Point number two, before we could figure out the full psak, is I cheated you. I didn't read you the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'onin amen achar oved kochavim. You're allowed to answer amen after a goy's bracha. Im shama kol habracha mipiv. If you heard the whole bracha from his mouth, then you're allowed to answer amen after a goy. Why? What's pshat?
Because he has the right mashava possibly.
Okay, that's one way. And then a way to tweak that a little bit is that also, if a goy is saying a baruch atah Hashem, okay, malchom shakol ya bevaro, he's not saying it to anyone else. Because why would he be saying a shahakol if he's making the nusach habracha of our bracha? It's likely someone told him, hey, this is a good thing to do. If you want to get the God, Jewish God's powers or something, say this bracha when you do it. So since he's doing it to the Jewish God, you know, that's why he's saying this nusach habracha. So the post can bring down, and at least the Ramah brings down, that's the reason why you are, and the Mishnah Berurah explains it that way, because, you know, she'ein derech oved geluim l'chavin l'avodas geluim. If he's saying the whole shakol bracha, it's unlikely he's referring to Yashka, because if he wanted to say Yashka, he'd say whatever bracha Yashka gets when you say his bracha. You know, so if he's bad that he's saying a shakol, must mean he's making a bracha to Hashem. So that's another leniency we have. We have that grub before. Now we have this leniency in the Ramah. Comes along the Bar Alach and even extends it even further. He says, Upashut. But first he says, what is not bikaris? So if he says, look back at Lamed Tes. In Lamed Tes, he said, what's not bikaris? Hu ha'oduk la'avodas kochavim. This is someone who mamish does avodah zara, as opposed to a Yehudi she'eno mamin with divrei Rabboseinu. So all of a sudden, he limited it. So not bikaris is someone who really does avodah zara, not someone who's just not a believer. A Jewish person who's an off the derech would not be considered, according to this Bar Alacha, someone who falls under the category of an apikaris, according to this Bar Alacha. Mishnah Berurah even goes a step further to be lenient. He says, "Upashut de poshe Yisrael," someone who's, you know, I don't know, a Jewish anti-Semite. She'eno maminim b'divrei Chazal. He doesn't believe at all in the words of Chazal. He therefore them you have to answer tzarech lanos achrem amen k'sheshamu kol habracha mipiem. When you hear their bracha, you already have to say amen after their bracha if you hear the whole bracha. So all of a sudden, we went from here to here. It started out so strict, and now if you see, not only does the Vilna Gaon say you're allowed to say amen after an apikaris's bracha. We see an apikaris is someone who believes in avodas kochavim, not someone who's off the derech. And here you see the Bar Alacha already telling you that if it's someone who's just not maimin b'divrei chazal, you are allowed to say amen after their bracha. So halacha l'maisa, I go back to you. What about our reform and conservative rabbis who are making a bracha? Are you allowed to say amen after their bracha? So you look at Digris Moshe and he says, no way. You shouldn't. Says the Gris Moshe, what about these rabbis, shall a reformer of a conservatim, v'gam l'chabru some b'kibudim shonim, you want to give them a kibud at these banquet halls, he writes, you know, v'var chamotzi, v'rotzi, the asker wants to know, the questioner wants to know, can you answer amen? Says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Igris Moshe rather, he says, Barer, it's clear that even if he says the bracha correctly, Kevin shu kofer ba Hashem uvitoraso, since he's kofer ba Hashem in his Torah, kirova rabbi shalahem, like most of their rabbis, therefore the Shem Hashem is not really a Shem Hashem, and he says it's as if they made the bracha without Shem Hashem, and later on he says, Ein tzrichin lanus amen achar brachaso. You don't need to answer amen after their bracha. I'm not sure, he doesn't really quote our Mishnah. Does he mean that you're not allowed to say amen after their bracha, or you just shouldn't, you can't, you're not allowed? Clearly the Gris Moshe says, don't say amen. There's no need to say amen. Yeah? It's pretty strict. Now all of a sudden we're going back this way. We started off so strict, then it came out, we limited it so much, we're not bikaris. Now the Gris Moshe is very, very machmir. Are there any Mako opinions? So if you look at the Isha Yisrael in the updated version, the old version only has a Sigris Moshe. The one I have in my house, which apparently was printed after this one that they have here, quotes from Reb Chaim Kanievsky and from Reb Yashav that say that nowadays our Reform rabbis that we're about, that we're talking about, doesn't, it's not really what we're talking about. There you're allowed to say Amen after, and they don't really mean for Avodah Zarah. It's not, that's not really the time of maybe 50, 70 years ago when they were much, had much stronger opinions about anti-Torah. Nowadays they're just Amaratzim basically, and therefore you would be allowed to say Amen, and you should say Amen perhaps after their bracha. And in fact that fits with the, what the Rev Avnei Yishatha says, the Rev Feinhander, Nifter a few years ago, who quotes from Rabbi Yashav as well, that based on this Mishnah Berurah says the only reason why you're not to say Amen after not Bikaris is because they mean for Avodas Geulim. Ask any Reform rabbi, when you're saying Amen, you know, when you're saying a bracha, who are you thinking about? Now, they might, I don't know, I'm thinking about nothing, you know, I'm not really thinking very much when I say the bracha. They don't have in mind Yashka. They're definitely not thinking Avodas Kochavim. They may be uneducated or uninformed or I don't know what they're thinking, but it's not Avodas Kochavim. According to that reason, then according to the Lashon of Mishnah Berurah, you could say Amen. Similarly, the Yad Ephraim says the same thing. Finally, the truest Van Hukkus is a little bit confusing. I'll read you what he says. He kind of goes, starts one way and answers the other way, and I kind of think that's it's a good place to end. He says, well, he says, Apikarsim nowadays, he says, you're not going to answer Amen after them. So he seems to be saying now that there are Apikarsim nowadays, and they seem to be these regular people who just don't fully believe in the Torah, v'shomer rak mesoros, they just keep some types of mitzvos, u'bezeh yachol kalkolod yoser. And by saying Amen after their brach, I don't know, maybe it's going to lead to problems, but that sounds like he's talking about, you know, unaffiliated Jews, or Jews who are anti the Torah shkafa. So it sounds like you're now going to answer Amen at them. But then he pulls out of his back pocket, he says, well, guess what? You could follow the Vilna Gaon. Remember, the Vilna Gaon was the one we started with. He said, even if it's a real Apikaris, you can still say Amen after their bracha because you heard the whole bracha from them. And you know they didn't add in any other words. So he says, you can rely on the Gra, and he allows you to say Amen after their bracha. He says, even though it would seem to be, according to the other day in the Mishnah Berurah, you would not be allowed to say Amen. So to recap, it comes out, only the Igros Moshe is the only one who's really machmir lamais about answering Amen on a Reform or conservative Amen, or you have someone who's anti-Torah, you're trying to be makar of them, so you give them a kibbutz or invite them to your house. According to the Igros Moshe, it sounds like you should not say Amen, but I'm not sure how that would apply nowadays when the situation may change. Rabbi Yashav, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, Chuvis Van Hukkus all seem to say you can say Amen after their bracha.
What about a child?
I need a whole another 12 minutes for a child. That's